Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Wardner, and this midweek show is more of a public service announcement. Not that I'm one for PSAs, but this feels like the right thing to do. And as ever, I'm going to try to come at this from the most helpful angle I can. But before I continue, I'm just going to say that I am fine, but my experience of the last 2 weeks has been pretty interesting. Let's put it that way. In a nutshell, I went to the doctor, there was some concern, I've now had all the tests and everything is fine. Long-time listeners will know that my mother had breast cancer a few years ago and I had been slow, out of fear, about going and getting properly checked out. I was checking myself regularly but wanted to get on a system where I could be professionally checked. And some of that has to do with eligibility in the UK and being the right age, but at 41 and a half, I went to my doctor and asked if it would be possible to have my first mammogram. And honestly, I just did and while I'm here, would you mind checking me? And I've done this before with my GP, because after what happened with my mum, I find the process of self-checking scary and I don't trust myself. I worry that I'm going to miss something and then I agonise. And every now and again, I've gone and I've said, would you just mind checking? And it's always been fine. This time there was a concern, and when the doctor kept going over the same area again and again, she pulled out some pretty serious paperwork and I was referred to hospital. This morning I had all my further tests, my first mammogram, and was discharged and was reassured. I was even given a cuddle because, yes, listener, I had a weep. And I know I'm very lucky to be sitting here with a clear result, because that is not the reality for everybody. There is a whole episode or series in the existential crisis I've been going through mentally for the last 2 weeks, but this show is about you. I'm not saying we won't come back to it, but this show is about you, my most excellent listeners, and as is always my want, I hope to create content that adds value to you. And for these 2 weeks, I've just been thinking, why didn't I do this sooner? Why didn't I do this sooner? It was that thing that had been at the back of my mind, the thing that I'd been putting off, the thing that could be done tomorrow that I just had taken so much time to get round to. And in actual fact, the reason why I made the appointment is because of Melanie Whelan coming on the podcast, the CEO of SoulCycle. Because if you listen to that episode, she talked about if the universe shows you something three times, then it's telling you to do something. And in the space of after that conversation, there had been three very stark sort of, you know, I don't know what you call them, door, you know, just literally going, Emma, a few things had happened. And I thought, right, bite the bullet. And I went to the doctor. In the UK, though, screening rates for smear tests are at their lowest in 2 decades. And yes, smear tests are pretty unpleasant. They're not that great. They're uncomfortable, but they are necessary. And you will forget it within minutes of having had it. Obviously, you know, legs akimbo in a doctor's office. Not where most of us want to be, but it is important to have it. And also in the UK, the uptake of routine breast screening fell by 1% in 2017. Taking it to its lowest rate in a decade. This is also, I'll put these stats in the, I got them from the internet, so I'm, and they come from what look like good sources, but I had definitely heard the thing about decrease in uptake in smear tests. So these are tests that are available to anybody. And look, I'm not trying to encourage hypochondria, but I am advocating taking control of your health. And although it can be scary, it's vital to put yourself at the top of your to-do list, at the top of your priority list, which again is another thing that Melanie said in the podcast. Weird, isn't it? Anyway, so forgive me for being selfish, but could you do me a favor? Please, if you have any health worries and are scared or are putting off going and having something looked at or checked out, please don't put it off any longer. Please don't stop this podcast and think, nope, not, don't want to hear it. Please go and see your doctor or a professional and get ahead of it. Ignorance isn't bliss. Knowledge is power. And I know that when Dr. Dennis Gross came on the podcast a while ago, a listener got in touch with me not long afterwards to say that because of his ABCDE of a skin cancer, she went and got something checked out and was able to get ahead of a situation there. So, I knew that it was niggling at the back of my head. I knew I needed to go, and I was putting it off. And those, again, you know, spoke to Melanie, then all of a sudden three conversations happened and I just thought, oh yeah, this is because I need to go and address this. And I did. And again, obviously the period between, you know, waiting for tests and everything, not the most pleasant thing, but I now feel empowered that I'm ahead of it and I'm, you know, I'm facing this thing, facing things head on. I'm muddling my words. I don't mean to. I'm sorry. It's obviously very serious. I just mean, please, we know, often we know ourselves better than we think. And if you're putting something off, I'm just asking if you would please address it for your own sake. And I'm being selfish in asking you to do it. But I care about all of you and I want you to all be well. I imagine this will spark a conversation in the Facebook group. So please do go over there and join the conversation. I will obviously be in there talking about this. And the link to join will be in the show notes. And if you want to get in touch with me, then please do email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can slide into my DMs on Twitter and Instagram, where I am at Emma Guns. And it is always a delight to hear from you. And I will probably, off the back of this, explore these subjects and topics in a bit more detail, because some of the fear is about the unknown. And I think if we pull some of these subjects apart, if we unpick them a bit, maybe we'll take the scare out of them. If we get the right experts on. So that is now something that is on top of my guest to get list. So thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next one.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.